We're still studying the idea of revelation. Let's go to our revealed. Let's go to Revelation 12. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, in pain to be delivered. Now this is a description of the sign of the zodiac Virgo. And it, if you don't remember, Virgo, each of the 12 signs of the zodiac have three sub-signs called decans. And the first decan for Virgo, or the Virgin, is a sign called Coma. And it's a woman seated in a chair with holding a baby in her hand or in her lap. And the star in the head of the child, supernova, 65 million years ago. And it took that long for the light from that exploding star to reach Jerusalem. 65 million years. And that was the star of Bethlehem. What?
I've never heard that before.
Okay, and then, this is why just all cultures have a virgin birth, all cultures have a resurrection God, because they all came from the stars, the signs of the zodiac in the heavens. And let's take a side trip and go to Psalm 19. We're going to come back here, though. This was critical in my own understanding, and so I'll explain why in a minute.
Psalm 19.
Everybody there?
Most everybody.
One was there, so it wasn't even anywhere as close to everybody. Psalm 19.
Verse 1.
The heavens declare the glory of God. Better translations of this, heavens express the glory of God. And the firmament, and you know what the word firmament is?
No.
It means the sky. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech. And night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech or nor language where their voice is not heard, and their line or their influence has gone out throughout all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he hath set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit or circle unto the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof or the influence thereof. So this is the heavens declaring the glory of God. glory is always used with the resurrection of Christ. The heavens declare the glory of God.
So, and that glory is always refers to Christ.
The resurrected Christ. So that the first six verses of Psalm 19 are about the heavens, the signs of the zodiac. And the original meaning of the signs of the zodiac show the plan of God. Then it was corrupted so that they began to believe that it showed the fate of a king. And now it's been corrupted, so it's just another instrument of self-seeking. But the zodiacs never was not anything like we express today. The zodiac was, it revealed the mystery of God. So this is the revelation to all ancient cultures. There's no place where it wasn't seen. There's no place where the influence of it wasn't there. All right? Then the next few verses are about the law of God. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord is pure. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired, and notice it says there, are they in italics. Better translation is, more to be desired is he than gold, than much fine gold. So this is the, first of all, it's the zodiac declaring the glory of God. The next, it's the law that declares the glory of God. More desire to be is he than much fine gold. Then the last part of it is, moreover, by them is thy servant warned, in verse 11, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. The great transgression is always a reference to the fall. And it's, you're innocent from the great transgression once you see your death and see him. Amen? All right, now let's go back to Revelation 12. I was going to write a book once a long time ago called The Three Witnesses, and it was the Great Pyramid, the signs of the zodiac, and the law, all reveal Jesus Christ.
Didn't Darryl Blaine do that?
Huh?
Didn't Darryl Blaine take that on?
No. No, the only thing Darryl did is he wrote, he created a, I got a manuscript for a book, but I have never published it. It's called Abraham the Perfect Christian.
Oh, yeah.
And then he drew the cover for the book. All right. So we're back. So this first thing that we've seen in Revelation 12 is we've seen the Virgin with this 12 stars around her head, and she was with child, travailing in birth. This is when I knew that the book of Revelation could not be understood unless you looked from the top down. As long as you were looking from the bottom up, you would only see so-called future events. And so it wasn't the revelation of Jesus Christ, it was a revelation of future events. But the book is called the Revelation of Jesus Christ, singular. And so the idea, the reason I knew this is from this next verse. Next, there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. And his tail, the third part of the stars of heaven, his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman and was ready to deliver, which was ready to be delivered for to devour her child as soon as it was born. Now this Draco is the name of this huge constellation, and it covers a third of the heavens. And that's what this is referring to. The great serpent, Draco. And so, again, the book of Revelation cannot possibly be understood without understanding the original meaning of the signs of the zodiac. Otherwise, you come up with all these harebrained ideas about this is going to happen, and that's going to happen, and this is going to happen. But this is, I read in Luke where it said, Jesus saw him fall from heaven as a lightning, right? Remember? Well, and this is supposedly, if this was future events, this couldn't be because he already saw him way back before man was created, he saw Satan fall. So anyway. So this is why I know that I know this and thousands of others now. I know that the book of Revelation cannot be understood with your mind because your mind cannot understand no time. So you've got to see from the top down.
Can
all right.
I make a comment?
Huh?
It's a little different take. Maybe it works or not. But top down, I understand that.
Well, it's top down is the idea that you would be able to see eternity and understand it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a different phenomenon from my standpoint.
Okay, but eternity dwells in us, and it's like the information is the same, but it's just a different feeling, actually. Because one is separate.
Well, we dwell on the mercy seat if we are repentant. Otherwise, we don't dwell on the mercy seat.
But assuming we are repentant,
then our dwelling is on the mercy seat, but you can't understand what that means if you can't understand eternity.
But you understand it from the position of the mercy seat.
Alright. Alright. Anyway, in verse 4, and his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man-child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And then there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. Now all this took place before the creation of man.
Is that the ministry of Christ, the amount of time?
What?
The 1,302 days, is that 3.5 years?
And there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought against his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil, and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. He was cast out into you as the earthen vessel. His angels were. That's why you are the evil one. And from the evil one can produce no good. Amen? And then...
this happened before time began, so to speak. Right,
right. This just destroys time. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, "Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. Therefore rejoice, you heavens, and ye that dwell in them, and woe unto the inhabitants of the earth, and of the sea. For the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth he hath but a short time." Now, to me, the understanding of Revelation 12 was the first thing that I saw after my conversion experience to make sense of my conversion experience, and that's the only way I can describe it, because I could never even conceive of the idea of eternity. I thought eternity was just like everybody else does. It was a long, long time. I thought forever and eternity were the same thing, but that's not what it's eternity is a totally different subject. Where it says forever or forever and ever in the scriptures, it just means as long as time lasts. But this is something totally different. This is with no time at all. And so that's why as being born again, and it defines the Father position as you have been with him from the beginning. And you can't know that unless you dwell on the mercy seat. Not think you dwell, because this says something about it. You know you dwell on the mercy seat. And that's when the word is made flesh. That's why there's several places in the scriptures where they're given the little book to eat. And that's the word must be made flesh in you. And then tested in you. In the same way it was tested in Christ. I don't feel like talking anymore. Can we quit there? I'm not doing too good. Anybody have any response to any of this? Does any of this make sense to you?
It's like the affluent. You're eating the flesh, the word.
All right. He had a short shift on having to take notes. Take it, big guy.